So Leeds United last night getting a 3-2 victory away at Molineux. Of course, a game heard live here on Radio Yorkshire. May have been on the telly as well. We're joined by Andrew Stats-Dalton. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, you well?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, good after last night. Yeah, really, really good.
How did you see the game? I mean, from a Leeds United perspective, to go away to Molineux, it's always going to be a good result because it's a tough place to go.
Yeah, I think the first 35 minutes we didn't pass water. And then he made the change, whether it was tactical or not, with Adeyemi coming off. And to be fair to Flamengo Ducara, I thought he changed the game by going two up top. I think he kind of handed two of the three goals. And in the end, although we're hanging on, it was quite an enjoyable victory.
And the fact that Leeds, I know they were hanging on, but the fact that they actually did it and managed to do it, I think it shows that the team spirit that Steve Evans has put into the side.
Yeah, I think there's also a bit of character there and a bit of resilience there, because I think possibly under Russell we might have gone on to draw that game. And they saw it out, and you can kind of see what Steve Evans is trying to do at the club, and he's getting his own ideas across. And at times, every time we went forward, you actually thought for the first time we're actually going to score every time.
What are you making of these Thursday night and Sunday nights, and let's not even get into Brighton on a Monday night?
Yeah. It's like being back in the UEFA Cup, back in the late 1990s, but it is what it is. It's Sky that are putting these fixtures on. I know I've got a game against Brighton on Monday at the end of February. I think it's crazy, but it is what it is. And we've got now a couple of days to prepare for what will be another tough encounter against Brighton on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and what do you make of that game? How do you see it going?
I think it's an opportunity to get three more points on the board and pull further away from the relegation scrap. I think Simon's got his teams well organised. They don't concede too many goals. They don't lose too many games. They've lost 1-6 at home to Blackburn. So it's another opportunity for Leeds to hopefully get three more points on the board.
What about Brian McDermott heading to Reading? What do you think about that?
That's a strange one, because they always say never go back. Now, I know Eddie Howe is kind of the different one in those, and that's a wonderful job at Bournemouth. I thought it was quite unlucky at Leeds McDermott, but some of the performances were eminently forgettable. Certainly Sheffield Wednesday away and Bolton at home, but good luck to him, a nice guy, but I think he'll have a tough job on it at Reading, all being well.
And will Jose Mourinho ever go back to Chelsea for a third time?
No, I think that ship has finally sailed. I think it's impressive to be sacked twice by the same club in the space of 7 years, but yeah, interesting with Mourinho, but I think he quite clearly lost the dressing room, and I'm interested to see where Chelsea do go from here.
And what do you make of all this stuff of Jose Mourinho comes in, has an instant impact, but by season three, I mean, I know you love your stats, in fairness, yeah, you may not have researched this because I've just thrown this at you, but he does seem to get to the third season and things go pear-shaped for him.
It kind of happened a couple of times with Chelsea with the first season syndrome, and then I think he left Madrid and Inter, and it's kind of a short-term fix. If you want stability, I think with Mourinho, you're not going to get it. Yes, his instant success, which is fantastic. When it seems to kind of come to second or third season, I don't care if he gets bored or not, but it just doesn't seem to happen. And this season for Chelsea, starting with the Dr. Canero problems, it's just not happened for him.
And how long will it be till he's being linked with the job at Leeds United?
I think I saw a lovely tweet from someone yesterday saying, Jose Mourinho will be the next Leeds manager in about 10 games time. I think that's probably one of the most unlikely ones you'll see.
Hey, Andrew, great to speak to you. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem. Cheers, Andy.